It was day to day.
Sorry, I had it muted. Go ahead and start again.
Call to order. This is Greg Medel, February 17th, 2026, Green Hills Water District Board meeting, and it's hereby called to order.
Hey, I'll go ahead. And read the agenda. No, it shouldn't. Hold on, we're having some technical difficulties.
See.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. That's still open.
It's turned out. Okay.
There.
No.
There. That's you want to just exit out of it?
Just turn it off and call over here. That's what I'm telling you. Just turn it off. No.
Okay, yeah, you're off. You're off there. Okay, the agenda for tonight, we have the approval of the December and January board meeting minutes. We have the approval of the January 2026 disbursements. We have customer issues, treatment plant update, and meter purchases, and then adjournment. Okay, so first of all, I make a motion to approve. I guess I could do these together to approve the December and January board meeting minutes.
A second.
Okay, we'll go ahead and vote. Greg?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. Okay, the disbursements. Diane is not here today, but she sent over the disbursements prior so that we could review them, and I'm going to do my best to describe them as she normally would. So first of all, we have our Diamond S Water payment. That is our monthly payment for our general manager. The credit card payment, I am not sure on that one. So she sent a file over. I believe that was for, oh, I do know what that one was for. That was for water bottle purchases. Then we have our board stipends for Gary and Natalie and Greg listed on there. Mike Zimmerman Well Services for $10,975. That was services on the maple treatment plant, the
Well.
well, on a part that needed to be replaced. Next we have Tess Kennedy for $110.95. That is for the hours that she did service for the or work for the board. And then Hawk Design is our website upkeep. The next one, which is Green Hills HOA for $20,897.50. That is a payment for the trucks that have accessed the road through the construction process. That is all built into the cost of the treatment plant. It was just the end of the year, and the HOA asked for the payment on that. So that is money that was already allotted for that through the treatment plant. Chemtech 4 for 455. Those are our testing services. Aqua Engineering for $10,642.88. It was that is our contracted for Aqua. I don't remember when that was through. I think it was for the quarter, but that is for their services that we are contracted with them for the treatment plant. And then we have our two Rocky Mountain Power payments. And then finally, for Diane's work and services, the $1,310. Any questions? Okay. I make a motion to approve the January disbursements.
Second.
Okay, we'll go ahead and vote. Greg
All right.
and Clark. And I'm an I as well. Okay, next, customer issues. So it was asked by a customer for a waiver or a waive of late fees on a check that went that was mailed the end of December but was not received by the December 31st deadline. And so a late fee was assessed. This particular customer said that it had been postmarked. By that time, that they've also received other, they received a waiver for a late payment back in August. And I was looking through the policies that have been previously set up by other boards, and I could not find anything about a policy that directly relates to late payment waivers other than the late payment starts as soon as it's past the deadline, just like any other utility. And so I guess one is do we issue waivers for any circumstances, special circumstances? Is it a one-time thing? Also, I looked at what the post office's rules and regulations are for the government as far as postmarking. And they, in December of 2025, just changed the language. And according to the post office now, everything gets processed through one facility. And so the day you drop it into the box is not the day that it gets postmarked anymore. So that the post office has sent out basically on their website a notification that says, be aware that if your utilities or whatever services do it by the postmark date, that you need to plan for a few days before that, unless you actually hand it to a post office and a member and have them stamp it right in front of you or do certified mail, then it's guaranteed to get that postmark. So with that, we're just trying to get an idea, one, for how we potentially respond to customers that ask for fee waivers in the future. And then do we want to make a policy regarding that? So I guess just thoughts at this point for you guys.
How do we be fair?
Bears to be consistent, in my opinion, that if we give a waiver for one person, then we give everyone else a waiver for their first time, and if not, then it
It sounds like we gave a waiver before. I think it would be good to have a policy. I mean, we could do, it sounds like they went too late, but I think that it would be good to, brainstorming. So it doesn't have to be this way or not that way at all. But at least that how we do it at my office is you give them a warning and tell them the next time it's going to be
the fees
the
will be
fee
assessed.
no matter what. So if you give them that warning, then have that policy, then it can be. So maybe you give everybody one freebie, and then after that, the fee sticks. How much is the fee?
I'm not sure the exact fee. Because there's, I think there's a late fee, but then there's also a finance charge. but I would need to check with Diane on that. So, because I don't know the exact amount right in front of me. Yeah, so this particular customer was received a late fee credit in late August of last year. So it's only been a few months. So they have already received
What was the credit
a
for?
late
Do you
fee.
have that number?
I don't know, but I could probably look it up.
No. Okay.
I understand that kind of it can happen to anybody, that you things get turned in late. I know that a lot of banks, if you send it through like an auto pay, the bank doesn't necessarily always anticipate for postage too, so it could be late that way. But I kind of agree with Clark that if there's an oops once, a warning, but after that.
I hate being a hammer, but I also don't like being, we want to be consistent. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm sixes on that one, to be honest.
Okay. So this particular customer, where they've already received a credit, and there has been a few other times that the payments have been late. Are you guys good if I direct Diane to go ahead and keep the late payment on that, the
Yeah.
fees for that?
So
Feel like
this
that's.
time, so we're gonna stick with our guns on this one.
Because
Yeah,
they already had
just
received
the
a
last payment was
August.
August. No, they already had one late notice.
Yeah.
So
But I think it was probably a good idea to have a policy in place so that we don't have to be like, well, have they received one? So I'll go ahead and come up with that policy for our next board meeting. But with this one, I'll go ahead and direct Diane to keep the late fee credit, not sorry, le keep the late fee charges in place, and we'll reach out to that customer specifically. But there have been a couple of other times, so Diane was like, how do we do this each and every time? So that's why I think there needs to be a policy, because she mentioned we'd had some people that have been overseas before, and so there is obviously a time sensitive nature to getting the bills paid on time. So
what do we have to do to write a policy? Just do it.
yeah.
We'll do it right now. Do you want me to
Sure.
record
Yeah.
it? Need me to. How can I give this like for the password with the president if it's on there?
Okay, Tom.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Just a point that I'd like to bring up. For the last over 30 years, I've been paying my water bill when my HOA bill is due. And for some reason, I guess since Sam's not taking care of things anymore, I was charged a fee. That's not really re not why I'm here, but since this is brought up, I wonder if, first of all, I don't want to be charged that fee. And the second point is, can we make it so both bills are due around the same time to make it easier for people?
Okay, so your first point is that would be a question for the HOA as far as the fee that was assessed for the HOA. We're
No, it
actually.
wasn't an HOA fee, it's a water fee.
Oh, okay. And when was that?
For this past quarter.
Oh, for this past water. Yeah,
Quarter, yes.
if you would just send me an email to clerk. What is my email? You can just send it to the Green Hills one. The main Green Hills email, which is greenhillswd@gmail.com, requesting that, then I can go ahead and check with Diane on that.
Okay, what about getting it so both bills are due around the same time? Is that a
We're
possibility?
that. So we're two completely separate government entities, and I'm not even sure when the HOA, what if their fiscal year is January to December, or if it's July to July. That would be a question for us to bring up with the HOA. I don't know how we do that at this point. It would maybe cause we'd have to see what the overlaps would be. I don't know that it would be.
Really, we just got to keep them separate. We'll try to get them as close as we can, but they are just totally separate.
Yeah, well, and one, the is the HOA quarterly? Because we're quarterly.
Yes.
It is quarterly. I'll look to see when, because I can't remember when the HOA is.
It's a month after the water bill's due.
Oh, okay.
So if I don't know,
So it's not even in the
we all
same month. I was thinking
no,
you were
it's
saying
no,
it was in
and
the same
it's I mean
month.
we
It's
all got bills to pay and try to stay on top of everything so
Yeah.
that we don't have a late payment. I was just like to bring that point up. If they would be around the same date due, that might make it easier on fellow homeowners.
Yeah. It could also be that homeowners don't want, maybe wouldn't like that because then you're having
The bills.
two bills the same day as opposed to
Well,
spreading them
they can
out.
always pay
But
ahead of time.
sure, yeah. I'll go ahead and talk to the HOA president and just see if there could be any collaboration in that.
All right, just a
So,
thought. Thank you.
yeah. No, I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, Tom.
Okay. On the updates on the treatment plant is we have a big meeting tomorrow. We're going to discuss the wrapping up of the project. There is light at the end of the tunnel, so we're moving forward on that. And the water meter update, I think we're just basically waiting. There was one more thing that we got hit with that I wasn't so known, but it's on the communication towers. Did you guys see any of that that I sent out
This was new from the.
from the major purchase? Because they don't install the communication towers or the instrumentation on the towers, so they have a separate contractor do that. And I
Okay.
wasn't aware of that when we was bidding, and I told them I wanted a complete bid of everything.
Yeah.
So they give me a complete bid for the meters, but not the communication of the meters. They include the licensing and all that, but not the installation of the poles or the connectors that go on top of the poles so the communication can work.
But now you have a full that includes
Yeah.
that. So does that now, with those changes, does that now make the other two options maybe more
I don't know because I
reasonable?
quit talking to the other people when we decided to go with these guys. I still think what these meters offer as far as being able to observe leaks,
Okay.
like sound waves, is a better option.
What are we
But
looking? What's the cost? So we have to just outsource
about
it?
25,000, 8,000 a piece. 8,000 and change a piece. There's three of them.
25 on top. That's the additional.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'd have to find that money. Which I could, I mean, we can call to see what's left in that funding if by the state, if there's money in there. I'm just wondering if it would maybe behoove us to go back to those two other companies
Okay.
and get a new quote from them. Because it is so different now
Yes,
that I'm not quite sure it's worth just the few extra,
it just depends.
perhaps, maybe it is, but perhaps with the few extra bells and whistles, is it worth the additional cost? Because that's,
Correct.
that's loan money that we
Exactly.
had forgiven, but it's also money that we want to be responsible with. So is that something that you could do, is go back to those two
Absolutely.
companies and just say,
Especially because Rural Water's next week and I'll be down there all week
okay.
and I can really pump all three companies. I can compare everything right there
Oh, perfect.
and then I can have a decision when I come back.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, and I think now that we kind of know more of the details of what we need, then we can go to each company and say, okay, we need like everything.
Exactly. That's what I asked for.
Like you can't leave
And
anything out because we can't do this again.
because I was very upset over that. And I told Kadarius that. I says, this isn't what you and I talked about. He says, well, this isn't a, I says, it don't matter. So,
I mean, that's
I mean,
a big chunk of
it
change.
is. And I was not happy.
Okay. Well, let's move forward with that, especially since you're able to go to the Rural Waters meeting where you know they'll all be there
Yes.
and get a new bid from, or not a new bid, an updated bid from the other two,
Yes.
just so we have a better picture. And
Now that we know the hidden costs, maybe bring it in a little bit better.
Well, and those other two companies may not have those costs because they may have already figured it out in, or the services they provide are just slightly different that they don't need the towers, but
Yes.
okay. All right.
I will take care of that next week.
Okay. Any other items of
We
business?
do have that leaky fire hydrant at the end of Pineview.
Oh,
I kept running
it
from
is
the
leaking.
ground. So I don't
Okay.
know if it's the pipe that's attached to the hydrant or if the down there if something's if the bolts have rusted out at the under the ground, but it's coming not from the top of the hydrant, but from down under the ground.
And is that
Okay.
included in the rebuild that we already approved, or is
No,
that?
that's rebuilding them is just taking it apart on top and rebuilding it there.
Okay.
We'd have to actually
Excavate it, pull it.
excavate this one.
Okay.
Okay. And is it at the corner of Maple, or is it?
Very end of Pineview, the west end of Pineview.
Okay. So it's like across from the treatment plant.
No, it's
Wait.
on Maple. Pineview is a dead end where Larry Turner lives down.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
And Diane, what's her name?
So is this a substantial enough leak that it needs to be fixed right now, or can it be
It's
postponed for a
again, it's
month?
running down the road. I mean, it's probably leaking 500 gallons a day.
Okay.
So we are losing quite a bit.
And if it's going down the road, we don't want to cause problems with the road. Okay.
So
I
the
see you.
I've seen water coming out of the bank earlier. I thought it was just a spring, you know, but this is coming up from the bottom of the ground. And the valve that's in front of that hydrant's covered over with asphalt, but we can shut it off right there and stop the leak.
Okay.
We'll just have to cut the asphalt out and find the valve.
Okay. I covered
And
the valve with
then we
asphalt.
won't be losing the water. And then we can just get a blue state, dig it up, and hopefully it's just bolts have rotted out and just replaced the bolts, I guess.
Well, it's part of what we're working on, the rebuild and everything, getting it right.
But we could just, for right now, shut that valve off to stop the leak and then do the.
And if it's ever needed, we just hurry and turn the valve back on.
Okay. And then we can do the replacing it in the spring later on when we secure that funding. Okay. Okay. Well, let's move. Are you guys good with moving forward with having
Yeah,
plans for
I have a
that?
question, please.
Yes.
So the way I understand it, the filtration plant is not completed yet. Is that correct?
Correct.
Once it is completed, is it, I would hope, designed to filter out all the carcinogenics and turbulence water that we're experiencing almost every month? Is that what we're expected to have so we have drinkable water when it's completed?
Yes.
Yes. The
Okay.
short answer is yes.
So once that plant is totally completed and we get all the testing done and we get the approval for our operating permit, we'll put that water into the system, but we are also going to clean the maple tank prior to that, so we have a clean tank to put the clean water into. So Hopefully we can take care of everything all in a week and get that thing up and running, the clean tank cleaned, and put fresh water in it. And we'll be good to go. But
Okay.
it's going to take a couple of days of running the plant to dial it in. But we have with Westech, who furnished all of the pods, seems to think that should only be like a 24 to 48 hour process.
Yeah, so the corrective action plan that we went that the state put us under was specific to manganese, iron, and gross alpha. And so those are what the treatment plan is designed to cover. Turbidity, we are not over the limit in turbidity. We have been in the past, but we're not under a corrective action plan by the state for turbidity. But all indications for the new treatment plant point to lowering the turbidity as well.
Correct. And the total dissolved solids, the
Yeah.
TDSs.
And our last testing that just came through, we're actually still below on manganese. This last testing, we were. Actually, we were above in iron, so that one was testing higher, but everything else was lower, which is a good sign that we're the treatment plant should be able to get us well below those.
Yes.
So.
And the pods and everything are in place, and the pumps are in place. We just got to finish connecting.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hey, any other items of business,
No.
questions?
I've been finding the emails, so
Okay.
sorry.
No, you're good. Oh, there's. Oh, okay, perfect. Okay. I move to adjourn this meeting.
A second.
Go ahead and vote, Greg.
Hi.
Clark.
Hi.
And Imo as well. Thank you for joining. And
Hey,
we'll.
thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
Bye.
thank you. Bye bye. All right, I gotta call Gary. Getting frustrated with